Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Reese, what do you got for me? What's the fucking thing? Tell me. You're dragging me away from a conversation with a photographer and two women at a bar with wine, and now I'm gonna just tell me. What is it? Tell me.
Well, I hate to pull you away from that, but this is way sexier and more cultured. It's we're talking about the Republic of Indian Stream, which was a country that existed for 3 years between the border of New Hampshire and Quebec.
Sounds incredibly boring. Tell me more.
It's not. Yay.
Just climb down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thought?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters, and with me live from Italy is Jesse Harley.
Hello, live from Volcano Island, literally called Volcano Island. Now, it's spelled differently. It's Volcano instead of Volcano. But yeah.
It sounds like a children's novel, Escape from Volcano Island.
Volcano Island, yeah.
It's about a brother and sister who go and stay with an eccentric scientist uncle in the Caribbean.
Yes, that's exactly, that's exactly what we're doing.
And then some international spies invade. Is that kind of what happened? And the kids fight back?
Yep. It's remarkable how accurate you've been portraying our adventures so far in Italy.
Well, I've been to Italy before, so I know what it's like.
Right. It's cold here, Reese. It's cold here, and it's your fault, because you told me to come, and it's fucking cold.
It's not cold.
As cold as Canada?
What's the temperature?
It's like, I don't know, 10, 8 degrees, something. It's chilly.
When I took my kids to school yesterday and they were arguing that they didn't need to wear their coats, it was minus 13.
Jesus. All right. I smell farts everywhere because of sulfur, because it's an active volcano and it's surrounded by
God's farts.
Fucking fuck, that smells horrible. Jesus Christ.
God's farts.
I got to turn around. I can't do it. There might be some wind. I'm sorry. I gotta get. Oh, it's so gross.
You're really selling the Italian tourist board are really gonna love this.
I have to breathe through my mouth, Reese. It's so gross. it's just like imagine the worst fart you've ever smelled, but you can't escape it. It's everywhere. Okay. Breathing through my mouth.
Maybe they should call it Fart Island. Anyway.
I've been taking Italian lessons.
How's it going?
Slowly. Okay. I suck. I've only been doing it for like a few days. I can order a cappuccino.
Cool.
I avrei una cappuccino di caffeinato, per favore.
Yeah.
Or voglia. Voglia is the less formal way of saying I want, which is kind of neat, I think.
That's nice.
So there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So I did order a cappuccino after 11 a.m. and he sneered at me.
So Jesse just does not couth at all. Nobody.
It's
orders,
not at all. You can.
Nobody
you can,
orders a coffee with milk in it after lunch, or after late.
It's,
morning.
So it's just specifically cappuccinos. You can order an espresso. You can order a latte, I guess, but not a cappuccino.
Yeah, very weird. It's a breakfast coffee.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, teach me something boring.
You're not going to ask about my life. You get to have an STD.
No, fuck you. All right. Yeah. All right. Yes. Tell me about life in. Beautiful tropical Canada. Actually, yeah, the colder the stories, the better. It'll make me feel better about being
okay,
here.
Well, this is a very Canadian story. So I walked Rosie to the end of my neighborhood, which is goes as far and as deep into the forest as possible. And when I got to the end, I could hear this horrible howling and screeching. And I realized that
you sent me a video for that. That was amazing.
We'd stumbled on a pack of coyotes or coy wolves, whichever one, maybe a mixture of the two. I think they must have been tearing something apart. And it was a full moon, perfectly clear sky. So I was like, hey, Rosie,
Jesus.
Go home.
Oh, my God.
So anyway. That's my small talk.
No, I love it. I saw the video. You sent me the video. It was incredible.
Maybe I'll post terrifying. The sound on one of the Instagram feed or something. But it's like just the howling and the screeching is. And I sent it to people in the UK, and I was going, "Look, I found Bigfoot," and they were like, "That sounds like an it's coyotes." So, like proof, solid proof. Bigfoot's real.
Yes. So I was going to go climb a volcano, but it's cold and it's misty. Now and the sun is behind many, many clouds, and I'm like, fuck. So instead, I think I'm just gonna go. We met a photographer who's prancing around shooting volcanoes with a large format camera and a Hasselblad camera, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what the night brings.
Cool, great.
So, yeah,
okay, cool. Who knows where that'll go anyway? So, you've never heard of, I'm guessing, you've never heard of the Republic of Indian Stream.
I have not. Of Indian Stream?
Indian Stream. No. It existed from July the 9th, 1832 to August the 5th, 1835. So pretty much 3 years.
Okay.
And it was, there were only 300 people who lived there.
Okay, where was it?
It was. If you want to enjoy us and support the show and enjoy the rest of the content we have on Patreon, go to patreon.com/Canadian Politics is Boring, where we have hours and hours and hours of episodes that you have never heard before and that you can go and enjoy. We also enjoy having fun with our patrons, share links, funny stuff that's going on that we don't necessarily put on our public feeds too. So we hope you will join us there and support the show. But if that's not for you, we'll still be back next week with a free episode. We'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.